This is Senator Al Simpson. The South African government and the African National Congress may soon be placing decades of hostility behind them. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Apartheid is gasping its last foul breath in South Africa. Hard to believe, isn't it, Ted? Nelson Mandela, the symbol of the repression of the black majority, is now working with President de Klerk to open negotiations between the government and the ANC that would lead to full political rights for blacks. It appears increasingly likely that Mandela will walk away from his life sentence in prison as a free man. But if you knee-jerk liberals have your way, we'll be slapping further sanctions on South Africa. And for what? Let's instead encourage the new willingness on the part of all, the ANC, Mandela, and de Klerk's government, to talk instead of fight. New sanctions would be plain poison to blacks, but you'll do it again to them, won't you, Ted?
Now, one of the things that makes you so endearing is the way you fluctuate between half-right and far-right. Today, you're half-right. The world is awaiting the release of Nelson Mandela from prison, where he spent the last 27 years as a martyr to the cruelty and injustice of apartheid. The walls of apartheid are crumbling down like the Berlin Wall. In spite of so many years languishing in jail, Nelson Mandela is a more powerful symbol than ever of a free South Africa. If fair elections were held in that troubled land today, Nelson Mandela would be the new president of a free South Africa. You're also far right, Al. One reason South Africa is making progress now is the tough economic sanctions Congress passed in 1986 over President Reagan's veto. You supported that shameful veto, Al. Nelson Mandela may soon be visiting the United States. You'll have a chance to explain your vote to him. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's insensitive Chinese veto. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.